Now, as we heard, Kraft's original offer for Cadbury was nearly $17 billion. Suppose Kraft was to take that entire $17 billion and just give it to the state of California. If Kraft were to do that, California would still have a budget gap. A new report shows the state faces a budget gap of almost $21 billion over the next year and a half. John Myers of member station KQED has more.
Not only is there no light at the end of the dark tunnel of California's annual budget deficit, there's not even an end to the tunnel itself.
I think it's going to be a very difficult year.
Mac Taylor is California's legislative analyst and leads a nonpartisan team of budget experts that advise state lawmakers. He says California may come up about $6 billion short by next July, $14 billion short the fiscal year after that, and at least $20 billion in the red every year for the next 5 years.
It's a very large problem. And frankly, we think that the legislature, it's going to take them kind of a multi-year process to continue to dig themselves out of this hole.
The nonpartisan analysts suggest a tax increase should be considered, though Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is opposed. But deep spending cuts may also be impossible. That's because California is already at the bare minimum on education and health care spending if it wants to qualify for federal stimulus dollars. Perhaps it's no surprise the state's outgoing finance director was recently quoted as saying he actually researched whether California could switch from being a state to a federal territory, a way of having the feds step in to solve what state officials cannot. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.